Shekarech. Okay, so I'm going to b'acharei the Rav with his rishus, and I am going to mention exactly in this point, just as he tried to do something which is negeya to as mamish, he nailed it to the within 24 hours. I'm going to try to do the same. So let's back up here, Rabbi Sai. So what is the site of Sfeiki D'Yayma? How does the Sfeiki D'Yayma to be understood? So there are various ways of looking at Sfeiki D'Yayma. The classical explanation is that it's a suffix, meaning Simchas Torah, we're past the first day of the Sukkot. Let's go back to the first day of the Sukkot. That's what we said in the second day of Yontif. The second day of Sukkot is a classical repeat because Bisman, when they were Mekadosh Alpi Haria, they knew. Then Sveikus arose because the Shulchan couldn't get to certain places. As we discussed in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, they were Mekalkal, and therefore Sveikus arose. So we had something called Sveika D'Yayim. The classical way of looking at it is we don't know what the Yontif is. We do the second day of Yontif. We repeat the first day of Yontif exactly. And if you think about it, we do repeat the first day, the first day of Yontif, more or less exactly. However, it's not so pashut because of two reasons. First of all, when you get to Daf Dalet Amud Beis, you will see that the lashon of Chazal is, you can turn it there, is Hizaru b'minhag aviseichem b'yadeichem. If you have Gemara, please turn it. Hizaru b'minhag aviseichem b'yadeichem. And Chazal told us to be nizer, in the takon of Yontif Sheni, is to be nizer b'minhag aviseichem b'yadeichem. There was a possibility of kilkul shulchan mitav. So Chazal told us to be nizer b'minhag aviseichem b'yadeichem. So first of all, from a lamdish point of view, the Gemara did not say that Sveika D'Yayim means it's a suffix. It just said that since the meaning was to be Neuheg 2 days in those days, we are Neuheg 2 days now. L'may Nafkamina. So there are several Nafkaminas. One was last week, and one will be L'chaira, let's clear, if it possibly could be tomorrow night, B'negeya. What do I mean by this? There is a Machlekes Rishaynim, whether or not the Psulei Hadar are Noyeg on Yontif Sheni or not. Meaning, on Daf Chavtes in Sukkah, you learned, and again, those who heard the Shir Yontif Sheni will remember this, on Chavtes in Sukkah, we learned a necessity of pre-Eitz Hadar. You have to have Dalet Minim, which are Mehudarim. But that's only a B'yayim Rishayim, as the Pasuk said. What about Yontif Sheni? So you'd assume, since Yontif Sheni is the same as Yontif Rishon, all the Psulei Hadar are Negeya and Yontif Sheni as Yontif Rishon. And I mentioned that someone came over to me here in Psaic with an Esrig that had developed brown blotches on it. Somehow this sometimes happened mysteriously. Usually it takes a couple of weeks, a month, till the Esrig starts getting brown. Sometimes we don't know exactly why. The Mumchum know, I don't. Sometimes brown splotches developed, and he came up to me in the second day of Yontif, and he asked if it's kosher or not. But if it's the first day of Yontif, you need a mumcha to tell you whether this is a psul hadar. The second day of Yontif, it's much more kal. Because the mechaber paskins, the kol, aloshon Rambam, kol the mumin of hadar, and other mumin which are psul Yontif Rishon, only psul Yontif Rishon, not in Yontif Sheni, except for avodah zarah. Everything else is psul only on Yontif Rishon. Lechem is only possible Yontif Rishon. The Psulei Hadar Lakachtam Lechem B'yom Rishon Pri Eitz Hadar only possible Yontif Rishon. So the question is obvious. Why should that be? If, according to this Shita, if Sveika D'Yayim means an exact replication of the first day, why should there be such a distinction? The Rav earlier mentioned L'gab Ilchos Amigadis Katsoi, there is a chilik between Lulav and Sukkah. So what I'm going to postulate to here now, Rabbi Sai, is the following chakira. What is the yisayid of Yontif Sheni? Three ways to look at it. Way number one is classical suffix. If that would be the case, the halachas of Sveika D'Oraisa L'chumra should apply, because maybe it's D'Oraisa, maybe it's Yontif Rishon, but it's not the case. As you all know, Yontif Sheni is the Rabbanan. You'll have a sugya on Daf Gimel and Beis, which, if all the Magid Yeshur
somehow can figure out a way to do this, we're going to try to cram into you the basics of the sugya of Sveikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra and Sveikah D'Rabbana L'Kula, which was mentioned as one of the akimtas in the Gemara. It's a very shmer sugya. We'll see how much time we have to do that. But the lamdish way of looking at Sveikah D'Yayim is the following. Chayra. That the nihugim of Yantiv Rishayin are nayeg on Yantiv Sheni, mat midin a replication of Yantiv Rishon. Not a replication of Yantiv Rishon. Why is that? Because it's only a takonas chachamim of Hizaru b'minaga v'seichem b'yadeichem. The nihugim of Yantiv Rishon, whatever things, whatever mitzvahs, whatever isurim, are nayeg in Yantiv Rishon, are also nayeg on Yantiv Sheni. So the takonas chachamim of Hizaru b'minaga v'seichem b'yadeichem was, whatever nihugim you have in Yantiv Rishon, do it over again, be nayig again on Yantiv Sheni. That would come out, Rabbi Sai, if that's the case, in the classical way of looking at it, that would come out, all the Psuli Hadar should be nayig and Yantiv Sheni also. And this, as I mentioned, is Machlaikis and Rishon. These two Shitais I brought in the Ritva in Sukkah. The Ritva, I have a few sheets here which you can distribute. We said this in Lakewood on Wednesday. Baruch Hashem, Daf Shavua now has a nice bridgehead in Lakewood, and they took all the copies, so I only have a few, so we can give them out. I use this on Yontif, but I have a few more here. You have them last week? Excellent. Fantastic. I need one, so I have one more. Try to double up. These two sheetas are brought here. The Rambam on page 2 brings Kol Ilush Romanishem Psulim, Bepnei Mumin should be Arnu, or Gezel and Geneva, only possible Yantav Rishon Bulvad. Abu Yantav Sheni, Imshar, Kol Yomim, they are Hakoyel Kosher. This halach is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shaila is, why is it this way? This Machlaikas Hashanim is explicated in the Ritva in Sukkah on Daf Kavtes, brought here on page 4. The Ritva says two shitas. One is the shita of Meirei HaRitva. I think I mentioned on Yantiv that Meirei refers to the Ra'ah, the main Rebbe of the Ritva. Ritva had two Rebbeim. One was the Ra'ah, who was his Rabbi Muvik, and the other was none other than Rabbeinu Urashba. So this turns out to be a Machlaikas all throughout the Rishonim and Sfarad, a Machlaikas till today, but it's at its Makar, Machlaikas between the Ra'ah and the Rajba. Shitas Rabbeisav Shal HaRitva, which is the Ra'ah, is that the Psulim of Yantiv Rishon are only Nayeg, are Nayeg both days. On top of page 4, Kol Shemana Sulbi Yom Rishon Vadask, there is Satan Shemayeg, Bizman is that Bez Yomim. Shekashem Shemayeg Abem Kedusha Bashar and Yanim. This is the lashon that I used earlier, that the nihugim of Yantiv Sheni, Rabbi Sai. I see a bunch of Yeshiva Bachra showed up, so we have to start switching to real lamdish sprach. The nihugim of Yantiv Rishon are nayeg on Yantiv Sheni also. The nihugim of Yantiv Rishon are nayeg on Yantiv Sheni. Says the Ritva, this is, therefore, all psulim are possible both days. We are Bucky in Bekvei Diyarcha today, and Yom Rishon is a Vadai. Says the Ritva, Kivin Shano Eisen Yom Sheni B'takanas Chachamim, Misho Minig Aviseinu Shoy Eisen Misofik, Gichol Yomer Rishoy. The Takana of Minig Aviseinu B'yadeinu V'zara B'nig Aviseinu was to replicate Yom Rishon into Yantav Sheni. So Memela says the Ritva, Hare Anu Kilu Eina Yad Mekir Diyarcha. A very lamda shavar from the Ritva. Even though we all knew exactly when Yantiv was, Shachman, on the schedule you were last, 10:30, you know that. Even though we know today exactly when Kri Diyarcha is, the Ritva says we don't know. What do you mean we don't know? We do know. Teretz is the Chazal Sakana was that Legabi Dini Hugim of Yantiv Rishon, we don't know. And therefore, we are mechuyev to replicate Yantiv Rishon, Yantiv Sheni, and therefore, all psulei hadar, as they are Yantiv Rishon, are puzzle of Sheni. This younger man with the brown splotches on his esrig
would not have been out of luck, because unless he found someone who told him that these brown splotches were not Psuli Hadar, Yantav Sheni would have been the same as Yantav Rishon. The Rambam and the Paiskim do not paskim like this, and because the Lamdus is a Bissel Shver. What does Kviyad Yarcha mean? It means we are Bucky. So you say we're not Bucky, we're Bucky Ligabed in Hugim. This is the lashon of the Rabbi Yosef Shel Ritva, Lefecha Chichmir Rabbi Chachamim, Kimay Biyat Rishon Vadim in a Torah. Avol Meiri Rabbeinu Shloima. This is the Rabbeinu Arashba says not that way. If you have the sheets, if not, listen. Shadaita Noite that the Ein Psulim Ilu Neegas Biyayim Beis Bovad Noigim Biyayim Beis Bismanazet. Not that way. Why is that? The Kivan the Edina Bekvud the Yarcha. We know what Kivud Yarcha is. So it's not midin safek. It doesn't mean sfek of the yom is a shtickle misnomer. It doesn't mean we don't know. It's not a safek on the yom. What it means is Chazal said b'kaveya what was once a safek into nihugim and isurim of yontiv rishon too. Even though I know today's not yontiv, doesn't matter. But not only shtoltzach to legabe certain alachas. What we'll see. But now the guy be the psuli hadar. Psuli hadar says yom rishon. It's not yom rishon now. It's not yom rishon. How do I know? Because it looks at the calendar. And Hill Shani was metakin a calendar which says it's not yom rishon now. Says the Rashba, it's not possible. But the Rashba like sue a very lam de shavar. What does he sue? Look where the number three is. No, you can be yom beis, but the not noyeg. Why? The kibbutz for Elon and Kedusha see I'm Shani, Elizor Bimrek of Asenu. Get their Eastern Paracom de Beya. Ains Ella Hachmer Bikdusha Sai. The Vartir, the Rajah's Vartir is that the Takanas Chachamim is to be Machmir in the Kedusha that was in Yom Rishon carries over to Yom Shani. Avala Hachmer Bimitzvahis Hanoyigs by Yom Rishon Elonu. The Rajah makes a new Spaltir of Vaisai. Arielam de Shavart. Somehow, the Rajah seems to indicate that you can divide, you can spout the Kedushas Hayyim from the Mitzvahs Hayyim. That's what he says. Kemat Mefurish. How do we know that? Shekoldin, and he says a reason for a reason, because Tchilasa Lahachmer, but this is the operating lashon that we need. Ein Zel Lahachmer be Kedushasai, Lahachmer be Mitzvahs Hanoyagas by Kiyayim Rishon Ein London. It could be that this Farah, which is, what's chal on Yantav Sheni? The Kedushas Hayayim, everybody agrees is chal? Or is it only the Nihugim, also includes the Nihugim of the Yayim? There's a major lamdish machlaikas. There is a Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Lulav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav seems to say the same as Rabbeinu Shloima, as the Rajba. If you have the sheets, you can look. If not, listen. This is the operating lesson of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's an Ilchus Lulav, and he paskins that the Psule Hadar Akashra Yantav Sheni, that's in the Mechaber, that's the norm of Lacha, we paska like Rabbi Yisrael Shel Ritva. But he gives you the Lumbus. Doesn't mention the Ritva. I'm not sure the Ritva was printed at the time the Baal Tanya was, the Ritva was printed early. It was printed as the Rajba incorrectly. And it was printed in the 1700s, but I don't doubt it was around at the time of the Baal Tanya, because none of the earlier places can quote the Ritva. In any case, listen to the lesson of the Baal Tanya. He says it's on page 5 in this print. It's about 6-7 lines down. Big black prints. Of Einlanu Mitzuvim Ela Shaloi Lazalzel Beikah Kedushas Hayayim. Says the only niyug of Yantav Sheni is not to be mezalzel. It's a lashon of Gemara. Lefichon amakachem alakais, and you make a shechiyano on Yantav Sheni. Avol dvarim she'enam meikar kedusha sayayim. Those things that are not meikar kedusha sayayim. What does that mean? That's what I want to spend the next 10 minutes speculating about. Ela sheheim mitzvus anoyigis ba'aisa hayayim buvat. Again, same spalt as the Rasha Rabbi said. Things that are not meikar kedusha sayayim. But they're only mitzvahs and noyegis b'aseim bovad. Ki goyim kol apsul b'yantav echad bovad. Va'af im loy tiyan a mitzvah lo negis b'yayim beis ein kan zulzul. All these kivin she'ein a mitzvah tliyis b'kadur she'yayim klal. Why? She'harei mitzvah n'tila slulu v'aytola akasav chayuvoy machmeh she'yantav. The Kiddush. Kiddush Rabbi say. I'm sure this is the first time you've heard this. The Baal Tanya says, really the Rashba says it, that the mitzvah of lulav is not totally on Sukkos. Everybody knows that you only take a lulav on Sukkos. Somehow, the Rashba and the Baal Tanya say this lashon, that the mitzvah of the tulav is lulav, totally on Sukkos. Ela machmas shuyoyma rishay, shenema lakachtum chamalyoyna rishay, and therefore, it's not the psuli hadar only night in the first day, because lulav is somehow only night in the first day, and it's not night on the rest of the days. It is night the rest of the days. What's the answer to that, Rabbi Sai? So everybody should understand. On the second day of Yantiv, I mentioned this in Yantiv, everybody in this room was a two-dina man. Meaning, there are two possible reasons why on the second day of Yantiv, you should take a lulav. First reason is, minigav esech miyadehem. And the second reason was, why did you take a lulav yesterday? Why are you taking one tomorrow? Mikar adin, there should be no lulav because it's only in the Migdash called Shiva and there was no mitzvah after the first day in Gulin. The Teretz is, it was the Takan Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, which you learned about several times in the Masechta you just finished, which by the way, the name was Sukkah, right? A couple of times you learned that Sugya, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai's Takana. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai's Matakan lulav called Shiva. So on the second day of Yontiv, you have two possibilities. This is a brisk of art. Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik said it in Chaim Reb Chaim. Not Chaim Reb Chaim. There's a whole historiography about this vart. But what he said was, L'chaira, on the second day of Yontif, there's two mechayvim. There's a mechayim of Sveikat Yoyma, and there's a mechayiv of Usmachta Mefnei Hashem Lekeichem Shivas Yomim. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be that even if there's no din, if there's no lekachtem, to be mechayiv to be, to look for hidurim. If there's no din of lakachtem, and the only mechayiv is smachta of neishal mekechem, there's no din other and smachta of neishal mekechem shivat yom. So nafkamin would be shul lechatchila and yotv sheni, look for other lechatchila. Lechatchila you should, because maybe the mechayiv yotv sheni is lakachtem memorishay. Because even if it's not, even if we're bucking kriya diyarcha, as I said earlier, the nihugim of yad of rishayin achal yad to sheni according to this sheet that we don't pass in way. So lechatchila according to Rabbi Yisuf Shola Ritva that the psuli hader are on yad to sheni lechatchila you have to look for a kosher absolutely for yad to sheni too. The other according to the other maskana to other sheet there's no who hold that the psuli hader are not chal. Avada, you don't have to look for l'chatchila for a kashdik esrei. Now, where does this come from? So this comes from, if you have a sheet, you look inside, this comes from the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam, when he tells the Ek, Yontif Sheni, and this is very important, and you come back to this Rambam several times when you get to Daf Daled, the Rambam has a famous Shitta. The Rambam says, all the halachas of Yontif that we know about, we're only negeya, on the Makajal Piyaria, now we are Bucky Bikriya Diyarcha, and the only reason we do this is, Hayayim Shavneir Tzol Saimcha Cheshbon, Ein Yantav Shein Elastalik Menasafik, Elaminik Bavab, and therefore there are no Tanayim. The Gemara in Erevin and other places are full of Hilchais Tanayim. You remember all these Gemaras from Erevin, right? You all tell me you remember Pesachim, so you have Zichar, you may remember Pesachim, this time you remember Erevin too. That a person, the Chacham was coming from Meirev, you didn't know which way he was coming from, Mizrach, a Meirev, and you start putting Erevin down with complicated Tanayim. Rambam says none of these Tanayim are Nayeg, maybe it's Yantarishin, maybe it's Yantarishin, nothing is Nayeg, Zman Azeh. Rambam says, Kesheh, Lafichachani Aymar, She'ein Maravad, Masma Azeh, none of this is applicable today. Why? Because the only reason to keep Yantarishin is because Minig Bovad, Aymazai, according to this Shita, that's the only reason. So the pshat is that Yontif Sheni is not a suffix. It's not even a niyug of a suffix. It's a vadai. It's a takone vadois of Yontif Sheni. But the takone vadois of Yontif Sheni did not include l'kachtam chamei yom rishayin. Because it's certainly not yom rishayin. And therefore, the psule hadar, as the Rambam said, cannot be noyeg on Yontif Sheni. What's the nafkamina if it, the yisayt of this is the Rambam? Of the Rambam shot that it's only a minig bovad, you wouldn't have to look lechatchila for any psule hader. Nafkamina is for this young man with the brown spots. If the pshat is that you are mechuyv lechatchila because it's a niug of Yontif Rishayin, I would have told him to go take the esrog again. Go borrow your esrog. Show his kosher yantav sheni, even without a matam nas lahazer, and take it again. If I hold, however, according to the Rambam, that it's a vada yantav sheni, and it's not a din of the nihukim of yantav rishain, it's a new alacha. The only mechayev of lulav is smachtam of nashel mekechem shulis yomim, and psule hadar are not required on the smachtam of nashel mekechem shulis yomim. Go home, eat lunch, don't have to worry about finding another esrig, and this would be enough kamina between these two abbas. Ad kan. Now I'm going to add a new knaip here by myself. So I was in Lakewood on Wednesday. I have a minig on Chalamoyd. I go to see the Chashuva Beshivas in Lakewood, and I asked two of them, does this Balatanya, who uses Lashain, the Balatanya is in Hilchos Lulav, is this negate the Sukkah? Meaning, Balatanya says, so therefore, the mitzvah of lulav is only b'yam rishon, yantiv sheni is only lahachmir b'kdushasai, but there's no mechayev to take a lulav in yantiv sheni because it's on yantiv rishon. What about sukkah? So, I asked Rabbi Ruchamovshmi, he says, l'chayra, he has, and there's a new sefer which came out, Mamashar Yantiv Ruchem, beautiful sefer, called Yerech Lomayadim. It was a big problem for me because he gave 1,000 pages of Svarim Mamah Mishnah Erev Sukkos, which is a big challenge. In Siman Aleph, he has a Shtikl Torah which introduces this whole Inyan. He starts off at the angle of Shechiyanu, and he brings a big Chiddush from a guy, Rabbi Yom Paler. I learned in his yeshiva 2 years. I can't call myself a Talmud, but I'll say L'chum Ramayi V'Rabbi. It was printed first in Yeshur and Tess. And he dings the chudis chiddush. And Paulus says a tremendous chiddush. He seems to learn that this Balatanya, which says it legabi lulav, he says a tremendous chiddush. He says sukkah is only a nihuk. It's not totally in kedushas hayoyim. Why is that? A beferish pasuk. But sukkah is teish v'shivas yavim. So he says, and he buys it ice from other lashonis, which I don't have time to go into now. Also to Dukim in the Rambam. In various places in a sefra, that the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah is a shivas yomim dik halacha, which is totally agashpat, which is totally divided from the yantiv of sukkahs. Interestingly enough, the way you learn the Baal Tanya Pashat is lulav and not sukkah. He learned sukkah and not lulav, which is a tremendous chiddush, to say that lulav is the chelik of the kedushas of sukkahs, and sukkah is not a chelik kedushas of sukkah. Ruchem dings with him very strongly. He slugs up every one of his 5 or 6 rayas, and he said, kipshutai, you can't learn that way. I hold lulav, yes, because that's what the Baal Tanya says, and sukkah not. Meaning, again, lulav, according to the Baal Tanya, is not totally in kedushas hayayim. Yantiv Sheni, talking about Yantiv Sheni. Yantiv Sheni, since it's not totally in Kedushas Yom, but separate from the Yantiv, therefore it's only Nayeg, Mikra Adin, and Yantiv Rishon, that's why the Psule Hadar are Kasher in Yantiv Sheni. While Tanya is silent about Sukkah. However, Rav Paul learns just the opposite, that Sukkah is Choluk from the Kedushas Yantiv of Sukkah, and lulav is not. L'chayra, a raya you can bring, I saw this raya brought, that you can bring from the diuk and the psukim. The psukim you heard on the first 2 days of Yontif and Parshas Emor, the psukim, as you know, is a well-known diuk, the psukim stop after the, is there a chumash within somebody's reach? Have a maksa, good enough. The psukim after find Chris Terry, give me a second. The psukim after the we go through the kabbalas el me'ad Hashem mashtik b'aytsam by the kodesh. The next pasuk says ach v'chamisha asu yom chayid shashvi tachayigu es chag Hashem shivas yomim. B'yayim Arishayim, Avshayol Tachtam Lecham B'yayim Arishayim, Mitzvah Lulav, V'chagoysam Yisrael Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim, V'asukos Teishu Shivas Yomim. So everybody's medayek
What's the kfeilus of the lashon? It's mashma. It's two separate parshiyos. The goyin has a mahalach on this. So the first part is yomtiv shachal b'shabbos, where there's no mitzvah lulav. Second part is a regular year like this year that you'll discuss on a yomtiv which is chal and shabbos. The diach from these parshiyos could be that if you're going to learn that the mitzvahs which are noyig and sukkah are somehow not Leveya, not totally in Kedusha Sayyim, and they're separate, and the Mafkaminu would be Yantav Sheni, that would explain the two parts, why it's divided into two. The first part of the parsha is Kedusha Sayyim. There's a Yantav called Sukkos. It has Karbonos. In the Migdash, the main thing that was Kiveya, a Yantav was their Karbonos. And then we have the halacha of the mitzvahs of Sukkah, which are arguably choluk, certainly lulav is choluk, as I state in the Rashba and in the Baal Tanya, and arguably, maybe sukkah is also choluk, separated out from the mitzvah seyai. Oibazai, Rav Zuknik began with something which Nagel and Maisa, and Migud is Katsai, and Shana Rabba, and Shminat Saris, I like to I take this poll every time I say a shir in Inyan. How many people here, the Rev left, walked out and said, you have to sit in your sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? Everybody should do. You should ask your Rev what to do if you don't have a family minik. Many people have family minhagim. But the mitzvah is that if a significant percentage of Klal Yisrael has different minhagim on Shemini. Okay, how many people, let's do it the other way, don't sit in their sukkah fully on Shemini Atzeres? In this room, probably a relative small minority, but okay. Yes, time to for chassidim. Huh? Sorry, I'm out of it. Okay, so I'll tell you privately a psak that I got in that Indian, privately. Okay, so what? So, Bekitzer, Lemaisa, the Matthias is. I'm a Dav Zuchan, a bissel of a little bit of its nathos for the Minig Yisrael, brought in the tour. The tour says, ain't a Minig, everybody knows. We did this in Achabura at length. V'hilchasa meisi v'asinu bruchalim v'chinan. How is it that a significant percentage of Klal Yisrael goes against the Mefursha, the Chabur, all the Paiskim, Halashon of the Gemara? It's a shmooze, which requires a whole tier on its own. But Asher, if you're going to learn like this lumdus, that the mitzvah of sukkah, this is against the Gemara. So any tzitzikim I'm going to give you now is just to infer a minig which is connected to paiskim. But I mean, I will confess, chmeis nishav, I'm being misvad or not, I grew up that way. Only when I went away to the yeshiva did my minig change, and daf lamed chusai. The Sfasemes, who did not sit in the sukkah, Sheni Yid, Sfasemes. He didn't sit in the sukkah like many other Choshev Sheni Yidin. And Shemini Atzeres learns what the Gemara says, V'hilchas Amesi V'esfin, it's a mutter to sit in the sukkah. It's not a Shaila of Baal Taisif or Mechzik of Baal Taisif. As I said, that's a different shmooze and I have to end. I'm just going to say that maybe to be Melamed Chus on the Chassidus Sheminig, I'm going to use this real Lutvisha Yeshivisha Svara. It could be that if you're going to go like Rav Paul learns, that the niyugim of the mitzvahs that take place during the week of Sukkot, a choluk from the Kedushas Hayyim, and therefore, l'may nafkemina legabe yantav sheni, what's the problem? The problem, legabe Shemini Atzeres, is why are we sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? We don't sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. So why are we sitting in the sukkah? It's only negel chuslarts. Why are we sitting in the sukkah at all? Because it's fake in the yoima of Ishana Rabba, right? That's why we're sitting in the sukkah. That's an important takana. But maybe a limud schus on those sheets as a whole that you don't, which by the way, as we discussed in Ashurim, there's some very fancy people. Forget about this. It's not a rise with Hasidim. We know it didn't because it's in the Torah and the Rishonim attacking it. But it did arise with the Bei Rashi. Rashi did not sit in the sukkah at Shemini Atzeres. Very surprising to many people who don't know this. But in the Bei Rashi, in the Apardis, all the Sefer Rashi did not sit in the sukkah. Why is it different, Shmuz?
But there are very chashuv people who didn't. It could be if you're going to be mechalik, the nihugim of the mitzvahs of sukkah, away from the kedusha sayoi, you have a little bit of alumnus of why, what they were basing this on, not to have to sit in the sukkah. Because the only reason, it's Yantiv Sheni of Hashanah Rabbah. Yantiv Sheni is only chomer legabi kedusha sayoi. Shemini Atzeres is very strange because it has another Kedusha Siyayim anyway of Shemini Atzeres. But this niyug of Sveika Diyayma of Hashanah Rabbah, even if we're going to say it's Sveika Diyayma, maybe it only has niyugim Magabi Kedusha Siyayim, which is subsumed by Shemini Atzeres, Varaya, all the tefillos of Shemini Atzeres, but it doesn't have the niyugim of, doesn't have the etzem, Sveika Diyayim and the niyugim of, that's why they don't sit in the sukkah using this lamdus. Efshar. It's one of 15 shvachat terutzim to Minig Yisrael. I saw one, I won't tell you who says this, but because I don't want you to opine on it, but he says that it's a halacha. The reason why the Hasidim don't sit in the sukkah is because they all went to the rabbis, and since the mitzvah hakbalas panei rabbi beregel was deicha, therefore, and there was a big crowd, and they were all mitzvah in the sukkah, and therefore, they have a minish in the sukkah. Nope, it's a shikla of a rachim to kasvara, but somebody serious says it's svara.